You were born with potential. You were born with goodness and trust. You were born with ideals and dreams. You were born with greatness. You were born with wings. You are not meant for crawling, so don't. You have wings. Learn to use them and fly. That's Rumi, one of my very favorite poets. If Rumi had composed his poem from the inactive side of infinity, his words might be more like the following, quote, "You are an accident of nature. You are subject to the laws of luck and chance. You can be pushed around easily. Your dreams are meaningless. You are meant to live an ordinary life. You have no wings, so forget about flying and stay grounded." A sense of the possible. Creation acts upon the everlasting possibility that anything that is thought of can be. Consider some of the numerous great inventions which we take for granted today. Airplanes, electric lights, telephones, television, fax machines, computers. They're all the result of creative ideas by individuals who ignored the ridicule they encountered while they stayed focused on possible rather than impossible. In other words, a sense of the possible grows in the fertile terrain of the active side of infinity. The power of intention involves staying on the active side of infinite possibilities. George Bernard Shaw, who was still creating into his 90s, has been quoted as saying, "You see things as they are and you say why, but I dream things that never were and I say, why not?" Think of Shaw's words as you practice staying on the active side of infinity and seeing the infinite possibilities that are available to all of us. A sense of awe. You have to admit that just the concept of infinity is awesome. No beginning, no end. Everywhere at once, no time, and all of it here and now. The fact that you're a part of this infinite universe and that you emerged into the finite is mind-boggling. It defies description. The active side of infinity inspires a sense of awe. When you're in a state of awe, you're in a persistent state of gratitude. Perhaps the surest way to happiness and fulfillment in life is to thank and praise your source for everything that happens to you. Then, even when a calamity arises, you can be assured that you'll turn it into a blessing. By giving authentic thanks for all the good you now have, as well as the challenges, through this magnetism, you'll start the flow of more good into your life. Every successful person I know is grateful for everything they have. This process of giving thanks opens the door for more to come. It's how being an act of infinity works. Your sense of awe at all of the miracles you see around you allows you to think, see, and live more of these miraculous occurrences. In contrast, a state of ingratitude stops the infinite flow of abundance and health. It's a door closer. A sense of humility. The active side of infinity fosters a sense of humility. When humility enters your soul, you know that you're not alone in this world because you sense the heart of the power of intention, which is in each and every one of us. To quote the Talmud, "Even if you be otherwise perfect, you fail without humility," unquote. When you embrace the active side of infinity, you're looking at something so enormous that your little ego is dwarfed in the process. You're looking out at forever, and your little life is but a tiny parenthesis in eternity. One of the reasons for so much contemporary depression and ennui is the inability to see ourselves connected to something greater and more important than our own puny egos. Young people whose primary focus is on their possessions, their appearances, their reputations with their peers, in short, their own egos, have very little sense of humility. When the only thing you have to think about is yourself and how you appear to others, you've distanced yourself from the power of intention. If you want to feel connected to your own purpose, know this for certain. Your purpose will only be found in service to others and in being connected to something far greater than your body, mind, ego. A sense of generosity. If asked, "Why do you give us light and warmth?" I believe that the sun would answer, "It's my nature to do so." We must be like the sun and locate and dispense our giving nature. When you're on the active side of infinity, giving is your nature. When you're on the inactive side of infinity, you view life in terms of shortages, and hoarding becomes a way of living. Generosity, as well as the inclination to reach your intentions, is lost when you think in these terms. If you can't see an infinite universe with infinite supply and infinite time and an infinite source, you'll be inclined to hoard and be stingy. The power of intention is paradoxically experienced through what you're willing to give to others. I love Swami Sivananda's advice, and I encourage you to consider it here. Everything that he suggests, you own in infinite amounts. He put it this way: "The best thing to give your enemy is forgiveness. To an opponent, tolerance. To a friend, your heart. To your child, a good example. To your father, deference. To your mother, conduct that will make her proud of you. To yourself, respect. To all men, charity. Make giving a way of life. It is, after all, what source and nature do eternally. I've heard it said about nature that trees bend low with ripened fruit, clouds hang down with gentle rain, noble men bow graciously. This is the way of generous things.